the sound that you hear in the background right now is the sound caused by George Duke agitating two metal insignias. These are badges that he removed from a couple of boogers that Marty tried to palm off on him in the last town that he was in. Actually, they're booger pasties, and he's hitting the booger pasty with a little stick to get a very interesting musical effect. You know, he does this every night, and sometimes he becomes so overwrought, so excited by the fact that he's actually touching a piece of metal that might have at one time come in contact with the actual flesh of a booger bear. And so sometimes he misses it, and he hits his thumb, and he hurts himself. Yes, it hurts very much. But he likes pain. We can tell that he likes pain because he's in this group.
But... is very close to other things.
Yes, but later that night, after George was finished fondling the booger pasty, a thought came to his mind. How can I possibly get any nook tonight in Passaic if I don't put this thing down and play the piano and get funky for these people? And so, George, as you say in your language, took it away.
But before we get funky, the continuing stories of the... No, this ain't Moon Trek this time. We go to Moon Trek next show. This is the continuing stories of the boogers of Marty Ferrellis. Do you all know who he is? There he is. He got a white shirt on and a...
Your 250 closest relatives, the mothers of invention.
Yes. Anyway, he was in my room. I invited some people over. Young ladies. They looked interesting. Their names shall go unmentioned.
The reason they looked interesting is because they apparently were intelligent enough to dress themselves.
Anyway, what was happening was nothing. Wasn't nothing happening. So I said, let's get this party on the road. I said, let me call the road manager. I said, what's your name? Marty Ferrellis, come down here and meet Miss Cool. Miss Jew and Miss Stool. So Marty got in there and he was there about 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I began to hear other things. I said, what you doing over there? I said, I never heard nobody do that kind of thing before. I said, come out of that corner. What's wrong with you? And so he commenced to do all kinds of stuff. I said, man, what you doing over there?
Really sudden, whipping it, just whipping it into a frenzy.
All of a sudden, he was gone. I looked around, and Marty had took the book out of his room. I said, where you going? He went down to his room, which was room 33. An hour later, I went to his room. I knocked on his door. I said, what you doing? He said, I said, say that again. I said, oh. It was late. We had an 8 o'clock wake up. You all know what that is. 8 o'clock, wake up! 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 So Marty came out in the hall and looked at Napoleon and said, can I say this? He said, smell my beard. I said, you must be crazy.
I had to smell it.
Show how you was walking, Marty. And he said, smell my bed. I said, I ain't gonna smell nothing. Napoleon said, I'll
check it out. I told him I'd check it out and make sure.
Anyway, if you want to hear
you know what
happened the rest
like.
Of the night.
Marty's odor.
Come to the next show for the continuing stories
Marty's
of
odor.
Marty Trick. But for now, what we gonna do?